Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, baby. The Drive is live, and as Reggie said, we are live. We're taking this Football Friday on the road, and it brings us to Raven Tower, right out here in Houston. What is it? There you go. Was it next to the White Oak?
Right up White Oak Music Venue. We're right next to it. I was thinking that somebody bought that thing and turned it into the Raven, but the Raven Tower. But no. It's right next to it. They do a lot of work together. This establishment here, the Raven Tower, Christian's Tailgate. Christian family of Christian's Tailgate. So if you like the Christian tailgates running around, which I do thoroughly, we've done some live broadcasts from there before. I think, Ron, you were out for the last time we were at Christian's Tailgate, but great establishment, as is this. Come on out, big outdoor area, obviously a stage with some live music, with TVs up there.
Yep.
You know, with the sports shows running right now. Big garage doors to open up and picnic tables and come on through and hang out, man. They got some, I'm looking at it right here, daily events, baby. What is today? Today, Friday? Karaoke all night tonight, huh?
Oh,
DJ,
baby.
Live music, here, karaoke Tyler. All night. I mean, they got all kind of drinks. I'm looking up here right now, and it said, well, they changed it. No, it didn't. Tropical tequila. I'm going to have to give you one of them. That sounds dangerous, don't it, Ron?
Down on my alley. That really does. That tropical portion of it, that is shaking, too.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of board
man.
That is.
I know. No. I thought that was chalk up there somebody wrote with. That's a damn TV.
Man, that's a board, man. They got TVs, drinks everywhere. They got frozen drinks that I'm staying away from over here. They got all the beer you want. Hey, man, they got built beer towers you can come on in here and get. It's going to be a good time out here as we'll be hanging out throughout the night here. Again, 310 North Street, Houston, Texas, as Clint said, right next to the White Oak Music Venue.
We got tickets.
We sure do. We got a lot of things. We got Texas tickets, courtesy of our good friends, the Houston Ford dealers. Also, four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And you need that oil change? You got a free oil change. You can win you a free oil change to Tomball Ford. Good for any type vehicle, any vehicle, any, as Clint would say, any rig you got,
you
can go ahead and get a free oil change. And we'll be doing that throughout the day. All you got to do is, our guy Shea is set up over there. We've got a little black box today, baby. White box yesterday, black box on Friday, apparently. You can put your ticket in there and have a chance to win any of our prizes today. All right, man.
We got them paint and Pentagast glasses,
oh,
too.
That's
now,
right.
Don't forget about
is
them,
that the one, Tyler,
collectors.
You got? Or I thought you needed the In the Loop one.
I believe that is correct, yes.
All right, we got you another paint and Pendergast one anyway.
Don't need
In the
it.
Loop next week. We hopefully will.
He said, don't need it. I may need it for my collection. I'll see.
But they say karaoke all night and live music. Tyler, I feel like you have a, you got a real Blink 182 soul to you in a karaoke. I just,
where are you? I'm so sorry.
For some reason, I am certain Tyler has go-tos. Actually, I have been to karaoke with Tyler.
Oh, I have go-tos.
I've been to a private room karaoke with Tyler.
Private room
it
karaoke?
It was private room. Yeah, wow. It was private room. Some real songs.
Tyler's got the karaoke vibe of, I don't know if my man can sing or not, but the effort and the facial expressions has got me hooked.
Especially if he's had a few.
And he's, no question.
And he's up there with his double bourbon, and he is going, ice has melted just a bit.
Yes.
In that double bourbon, he's thrown the straw out.
Yes.
And he's sitting up there, and he's got that hat backwards, disrespecting his barber no matter what he does. But he's got that hat backwards, and he's holding it in one hand. And he is letting that bye-bye-bye, he's letting it go.
I mean, no lies detected. I'm going to give it to you, but I sing my ass off too, Clint. Don't doubt it.
Well, I know. I just hadn't heard it.
No, you weren't sure, but I'm telling you, I got some pipes, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've got some pipes. You got some solo pipes, or you got some I sing in a choir or in a group pipes?
Both. Yeah, I mean, I was the pride and joy of Stephen F. Austin Choir in Baytown, but I go solo and rock the mic as well.
For everybody out there, Stephen F. Austin's kinder through fifth. If anybody's wondering.
Hey, we placed in that competition up in Huntsville, though.
Hey, yeah. We placed in that competition up in Huntsville.
Go Gators!
Is what he said. All right. No, man, a good time to be had here this evening. As the Texans, we get you ready on a football Friday. They go and head to what is the biggest matchup of the season. I think the rest of the way it will look like that. In the position that they are in, they come in 3-4, and they've got the 6-2 AFC West leading Denver Broncos coming in, and this is at least by record and even by some of their wins, one of the best teams in football. I want to start with a little injury update, and Clint, you should feel good about this, and you were on this all week. Texans tight end Dalton Schultz, who's dealing with a knee and a shoulder injury that has kept him out of practice all week up to this point, rested the last few days, and he is back at it, was back at it today at NRG. So he did practice today, along with Woody Marks. We talked to Woody yesterday ourselves. He showed up on the injury report with a calf issue. He practiced as well today, too. So Dalton Schultz practiced today, and it looks like he is trending, Clint, towards being a part of this game on Sunday, which, as we said, and we've said the last 2 days, it is really one to watch because they need all their weapons. And Dalton Schultz has been one of their more dependable weapons, especially since their offense has kind of changed with the Titans game. From the Titans game and on, he's been a much bigger impact in the game, and they're going to need him again Sunday. So it looks like good news there that he'll be able to go.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think this is going to be a different-looking game from what we've seen those guys impact to date. I mean, there's going to be some chaos around a quarterback. There's going to be some tight coverage, sticky coverage, as D'Amico calls it. But those are two of the guys in Dalton Schultz and Woody Marks that you just flat-out going to need, man. I mean, you know, when teams had the ability, the confidence and the ability to pressure you, to say, hey, we're willing to get ourselves out of position and maybe bring too many heads where you can't block, but we know in the back end we're going to be able to cover down on you. When teams have that level of confidence, and let's be honest, to date, Denver's been really good at it. We'll see if it lasts 18 weeks, 17 games, but to date they've been really good with it, and the Texans are going to need some big days out of several guys that can beat man coverage. We've seen a lot of, hey, let's just check this thing down underneath zone, sitting in some windows, soft coverage slants. We've seen a bunch of that. This is going to be one of those weeks where you got to have the better man. You got to have a guy that can beat man-to-man somewhere. And I think Dalton Schultz and Woody Marks are two guys that they're just going to flat out have to depend on doing so this week.
All right, that's the injury update. We'll let you know when we get a clearer understanding of what it is, because Denver's got some guys to watch too, Marvin Mims Jr. being the one that jumps out. See if he's ruled out or any others are ruled out. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's look at, as we do on Fridays, Clint, the matchups, the major matchups in this game that Texans fans and guys that are going to be watching this game need to be looking at. And, Clint, when the Texans have the ball, for you, what are you seeing as the matchup that, that people need to be watching?
Well, I think this is Ariante Ursary's, you know, got to be his coming out party. This has got to be a game where he doesn't allow these edge rushers to wreck the offense, right? The matchup is at left tackle. Now, look, I do think that he should get help early and often.
Absolutely.
Now, we've seen the Texans be willing to, you know, almost recklessly leave him on an island and ask him to block guys that he's never blocked before, that he probably has no business, you know, being solo on an island with. But nonetheless, I mean, this is, we're deep enough in the season now to where he ought to be, have all the communication pieces, right? He ought to know how to study guys and know this is a speed guy, this is a power guy. Now he ought to be able to play fast and play physical the way that they hoped he would eventually when they draft him. We're at that point in the season where, man, it's time. And so I think that matchup right there, one for us as Texans fans, you see a draft pick from this year that you hope is a mainstay on the offensive line for the next four. You know, you hope like hell he gets out there and plays well. In a vacuum, and as it pertains to this game itself, is, you know, these guys, these edge rushers have shown the ability to absolutely wreck games, sack quarterbacks, turn over the ball. Can he just simply not allow that to happen would be nice.
Yeah, the Josh Hines-Allen game is the one you want to avoid. That was – and to me, and you brought up that point, you remember the Jacksonville game is when it got really kind of rough for Ursary, holding penalties and then just getting beat, and then it actually finished off with Hines getting around him and getting a piece of his arm and caused that interception in the game. He's been pretty good since then. I think he had some struggles with the speed rushers from Seattle that got some pressure and beat him a little bit. But they've got to avoid that. And to me, Clint, again, as I said going into that Jacksonville game, and I think you brought it up, it can't just be on him, right? And they can't watch him. We saw in the first half against Josh Hines-Allen, he's going to have a problem. He's going to have a problem all day. And there was never any real adjustment, as I said, to the point that he affected the game-ending play.
Yeah,
and they can't. Well, Nick Caley can't allow that to happen.
Well, look, we've said this multiple times. As I said before, I mean, I think we should see in the first half of this ball game, we should see guys. I mean, aggressively attempting to break ribs of these edge rushers, particularly to Ariante Ursary's side, to the quarterback's left side, defense's right side. We should see guys, whether it's Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, Dalton Schultz, if you want to throw some of the guys at Akeem, these guys that you just moved up in the tight end position. I mean, we should see guys absolutely trying to de-cleat, you know, at the risk of getting penalties, you know, roughing penalties, if you will. I mean, it should be, like, ridiculously noticeable for us as Texans fans of, like, I don't know if they're going to get it done, but they're damn sure trying to get these guys you know, off their track, if you will, from a rush standpoint. We should see that early. Now, if I had to bet on it, we won't see it, but we should. This is a game where if it becomes a Denver is able to create chaos around C.J. Stroud and there was never an effort early and often to help Ariante Ursary to chip these ends, then shame on Nick Kelly. Nick Caley. That's just got to happen. And you know, we'll see if they get it done. I don't know how you leave that young fella on an island without at least threatening him, right? All you got to do is hit him a couple of times early, get him in them ribs a couple of times early, and then every time you line somebody up over there, he's thinking about it. He's seeing it. He's slowing down. He's settling his feet. But if you don't ever do it, then he's just going to pin them ears back, and Ariante Ursary's not going to have a chance.
Anything you're watching when Denver has the ball, when the Broncos are on offense, any key matchups there?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's any real key matchups. You know, I'm looking forward to watching, you know, seeing how the Texans defend. You know, Courtland Sutton is going to be a big target for them. And you know, is that, we talk about it every week, is that a Derek Stingley mirror situation? Is this going to be a keep everything in front, you know, make them, you know, rally up and tackle well, contain everything, don't let this multi, because you talk about the variety that they're going to throw at Houston. I think that kind of takes away, Ron, the one-on-one matchup that may or may not kind of impact this game in a big way. To me, this they're going to throw so much variety at them. This is a DeMeco Ryan-Sean Payton matchup. You know, that more so than any one player when the Texans are on defense.
All right, many times when we look at these big games, the matchup, we talk about the quarterbacks, and especially here, you got two young quarterbacks that have had some success, led their teams early in their careers to the playoffs. We've talked a lot about Bo Nix. We talked a lot about C.J. Stroud, and we will continue to talk about them. But there are some other Texans not named C.J. Stroud that need to have a big, big week. We'll discuss that as we continue live right here from Ravens Tower on a Football Friday.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, Football Friday is live, and we are on the road on this beautiful Friday, and it brings us here, as you heard the big voice man say, we're at Ravens Tower here in Houston, right next to the old White Oak concert venue. And by the way, I thought I might get my car towed somewhere because that's where I parked it first. Then I saw, oh, they look like they're setting up. I said, maybe I need to move. I need to move my car. And they,
I need to check the lineup, man. They got somebody over here. I heard they had a hell of a party last night.
Looks like they're setting up to get something going.
I saw my buddy Justin Moore over there one time, man. He was doing a little something for a local radio station, country radio station. So I popped in there. Hell, I think it was actually right out here. I don't know. The properties run together, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you were saying you thought it was connected, right?
I thought it was all one. Yeah, I didn't realize it. But it's not, baby. Raven Tower right next to. Not in place of, right next to.
Yep, 310 North Street here in Houston. Come on out and hang out with us. Plenty of prizes, including future Texans tickets that you can win in the 5 o'clock hour, courtesy of our good friends at Houston Ford Dealers.
Tropical tequila ain't bad, bro.
Well, it looks like it.
It tastes just like a tropical tequila.
I bet it does.
Mm. Get your Friday started.
Wow. Ooh. That looks good.
I didn't even see what kind of tequila was put in there.
I know it. It looks delicious. Fantastic. Make you want to drink your calories today, doesn't it? All right.
I mean, you might as well, man. It's Friday.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Like I said, man, there's a lot of guys, and especially before you get past like the CJs and the Nick Cayleys, there's a lot of guys that for the Texans to have success and win, they're going to have a big week.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, obviously it starts with CJ, it starts with Nick Cayley, and we give a lot of time talking to those guys and talking about those guys. But I think there's three guys, two on the offensive line and one outside this is a monster week for them. Like, if the Texans are ever going to be taken serious this year, ever was a powerful word there, it was a strong word. If the Texans are going to be taken serious this year as any level of playoff contender, these guys are going to have to be difference makers. These guys are going to have to be able to take the next step sooner rather than later. And I'm going to start with the center, Jake Andrews. Look, it starts with the communication piece. With this offense, it is what it is. You don't have to be the biggest, fastest, strongest player on the offensive line, but you've got to be able to hold your own when you do face a nose and you face a shade and you face a 3-4 defense or a defensive coordinator that'll put five down. You got to be able to hold your own. But most importantly, man, you got to be able to communicate. There's going to be a crowded line of scrimmage. We've seen this be a problem for multiple years now with the Texans. At some point, they got to figure this thing out. And they're not always going to be right, but they got to figure this thing out where more times than not, they don't look like a mess up there at the line of scrimmage trying to get it all communicated. So Jake Andrews, the communication piece versus a crowded line of scrimmage is absolutely huge. And I said it's a 3-4 front. They're going to have somebody either on him or shaded on him, touching his framework pre-snap every damn snap more than likely. And can he handle that one-on-one, or can he handle being the anchor with a guard helping either way if indeed they do leave one uncovered? This is a big game for Jake Andrews. So I think it starts with him, and I'll stay on the offensive line. I'm anxious to watch this game, excited to watch this game as a Texans fan for Titus Howard. We've talked a lot about Titus Howard. And look, I know there's a lot of people that are completely out on Titus Howard, and that's okay, to each their own. I'm not saying you don't have to be. I'm not.
You've been seeing it? I thought people.
No, I'm just talking about over the years. I'm just talking about over the years, right? I think there's a lot of people that have just that ship has sailed. He'll be a player, but he's not ever going to be a difference maker.
That's fair.
This is a game for me, man. I want Titus Howard to prove that he's one of the best right tackles in the game, and that you can put him on an island on that right side, and you don't have to always help him. And you know, he can hold his own. You can put him on that island versus some of the best the league has to offer, and he can hold his own. Again, is he going to get beat? Yeah, more than likely, right? But I'm through going, oh, the communication sucks, so the right tackle got beat. Can they all up front execute in a way where Titus Howard can prove to be one of the best tackles in this game right now, one of the best right tackles in the game? So I think this is – if he can hold his own on an island, then it's going to help C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley in a huge way.
We just talked about in the last segment how the Ursary matchup is a big deal. And one thing that can help is if Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud have the confidence that Titus Howard, who is going to be facing a good pass rusher himself – that Titus Howard has that side locked down so they don't feel like they got to help both, right?
That's
or
right.
They don't feel like it's coming from both sides.
Yeah.
And that they can help their young left tackle on the other side. And I think that I'm with you. I think Titus is important for him to be able to hold his side down so they don't have to then try to help. Now you're looking at maybe a max protect situation where you gotta help both of them.
Well, if Nick Cayley, if they can help Nick Cayley to the point of you go, okay, Titus is eyed on the end by himself. All right, you've got – there's nothing you can really do, as I said yesterday, about the interior pressure.
Yeah, Zach Allen's going to be a problem.
He's going to be a problem. Yeah. But if you can at least keep yourself, your body between him and CJ, if he does get you turned sideways, stay connected, let CJ sidestep it, and you just beat him with effort, right? That can be done. But if Titus can hang on, If Titus can be dominant and the interior guys can just hang on, and Nick Cayley can really focus on making sure Ariante Ursary is at least whoever's over him is guessing, you know, am I going to get chipped or not? Do it by alignment, by actually getting chipped, by getting running back help. And Nick Cayley only has to worry about the left side. That will be a huge plus for a rookie play caller, no question about it. So Titus Howard is big in this one. The other one is somebody that I mean, most people are going to say, no crap, right? I mean, it's got Nico Collins. I mean, this is a team that's going to play a lot of man-to-man defense, right? I mean, and we've seen a lot of Nico Collins. He's made a lot of money catching the ball underneath. He's made a lot of money with great hands, run after catch. He's made a lot of money running that deep dig route where he's sitting over the top of a linebacker underneath the safety and all that kind of jive. This is a game that's going to be man-to-man. This is a game where it is very possible that Nico Collins have one of the monster games that we see the Jeffersons and the Chases and those caliber guys have in big moments. And I'm not necessarily saying it has to be 23 targets and 16 catches, but I'm talking you play man-to-man, you bring pressure, you risk putting all those guys around the line of scrimmage and leave me on an island with a guy, I'm going to torch you, right? There's going to be a chance for Nico Collins to have big, big game-changing plays. By the way, I'm not talking about the double move that's schemed up. That's not Nico. Hell, I can go run a double move, and if they bite on it, I might make a catch. I mean, it's not about it, you don't have to roll your eyes. I know I didn't roll them. But I'm not talking about the great schemed-up things, which, by the way, Nick Cayley has been pretty damn good on a couple of those in the red zone to get shots. You know, I'm talking about you go out there, you're getting heated up, we're going to bang a short side slant, and Nico runs it, sheds a tackler, you know, and runs away from a safety. I'm talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about man-to-man, hey, I'm going to run a go route, and he goes and gets a 50-50 baller. Like, I'm talking about a game where we leave and we go, yeah, that's one of the top 5 to 7 receivers in the league. Not just a guy that can chew up a box score, but that's one of the best 5 to 7 wide receivers in football right now type of thing. Nico, they're going to need that out of Nico, boys. This isn't 9 or 10 guys are going to have catches in this particular game. This has got to be a Nico. This has got to be a game where Nico eats.
Yep. I know as we've got to get to a break, but I do want to kind of continue a little of that conversation on the other side, because I think not just Nico, but everything that you talked about with that group. You just said this is going to not need to be a nine catches from different receiver type of game. I think one of the big storylines is the Surtain injury. And I want to get a thought. You can send it in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are the Texans going to be good enough to take advantage of that absence? Surtain is one of the best players in football. He was the best defensive player last year in football. He is out of this game. Are the Texans good enough to take advantage of that? We'll discuss that next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in as we are live here on a Football Friday. How's that drink going?
Hey, man, come on, man. That tropical tequila, hell, what's not to love about that? I know it tastes as good as it sounds out there. If you're out there and you're working hard right now, I see a bunch of folks out there driving on that highway. Just think about it, man. Tropical tequila with a little ice in there.
When you get a chance to party.
I saw that purple haze over there. It looked like
I got a feeling that's going to tempt you a little bit, Ron. I mean, it's the frozen drinks. That's a little bit of a problem for Ron to walk by. And then all of a sudden,
they've got six different options.
Yeah, but that's a frozen drink with whiskey in it. I think that's probably something you just feel like you got to try at least. You got to at least sample it.
Yeah,
you got to get you one pull at least.
Nah.
Just see if he'll just do one little, like a slot machine, just one little bing bing in a glass for you.
Yeah, Tyler texted me in all caps, "Don't do it, you son of a bitch. Don't do it."
Hey, Tyler would get one and ask him to add a shot if he was here.
I've got to start drinking like Tyler.
Add a shot, don't stir it. I'll take care of that part.
I got to start drinking like Tyler. Tyler's not adding sugars. Tyler is straightforward all. Going for it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a smart move.
I mean, it's a very smart move, healthier move. We'll move on.
I have to just freeze up just
enough sugar in that dirty water for me.
Just freeze up some whiskey for me, then we'll just do it like that.
Yeah. You think can you somehow make me a whiskey slush?
Yeah, just straight whiskey
slush.
grind up some ice over there for me in that blender and throw a shot at the whiskey.
Maybe with some ocean water in there.
Keep me good and skin. Boy, you are desperate for some whiskey, ain't you?
All right, we are at
maybe onto something over here.
We're at Raven Tower.
Pop shots.
Yeah, there you go. Come on out. Hey, that'd be a hell of a Jello shot. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to put it on a stick and freeze it, and you pull it. Bing.
There you go.
Here, skinny pops.
I would walk and
skinny shots.
I would walk and trick or treat with the kids with one.
Sure you would.
Six.
And this heat would last about two houses.
Sorry.
You'd have it dripping down your elbow.
I don't know. Not these evenings. Boy, these evenings, it may last a little bit, boy.
This is the time of year right here, boy.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of place for Raven Tower, man. I'm looking out here at this patio, man. Partly shaded, partly not. I mean, this is the time of year to get out on one of these patios, man. Yeah. Put your little hoodie on. Bring your little windbreaker or something. And ease on out here. Yeah, this is it, man. Sunny, beautiful.
Yeah. Someone texted in, drinking and healthier is relative. Well, I mean, there is.
I'm drunk, I guess.
I mean, the frozen joints are really pounded with sugar.
Well, I think it depends on how you're living. I think
healthier. You're right. Healthier from that standpoint. Yeah.
Well, some folks like myself, I like to be health conscious as I go through my day, and as I choose my drinks typically. But I'm not willing to give up the alcohol overall. To be healthier, I think it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. You know,
yeah,
I mean, if somebody's trying to lose a bunch of weight, then obviously the alcohol is going to slow that weight loss down. But if somebody's trying to win a competition, obviously you're going to hold a couple of layers of water and a little extra around the old belly button if you're drinking. But if you're just out and you're just trying to live a healthier life, I mean, you can have a pop from time to time.
Oh, yeah, right? You can have. I think there are different ways. Like if you were doing like I've run into, you know, when you go out and choose to get the 32 ounce frozen daiquiri from Daiquiri Island. That's going to sugar it up, as opposed to let me get a vodka water. That's it. That's it. That's it. We're in a different space.
Well,
there,
here's the deal. If you're just going to do one, get the biggest daiquiri, whatever you want, and be done with it. The problem is that it typically one turns into eight, and that's where you fall into. We'd be better off hitting that vodka water with lime.
Hell yeah!
Because about eight of them old frozens over there.
Once that purple haze touches my lips,
eight of them purple haze, boy. Just
once that purple haze touches
you'll wake up tomorrow 10 pounds heavy and hungover.
Feel good, yeah.
And hungover.
Man, just wasted them calories. All right, all right, man. One of the big storylines of this game is Patrick Surtain. He is the reigning defensive player of the year. And he is out for this game and going to be out for a couple of weeks for the Broncos. A big injury for this. There are some other teams, Clint, just based off what we've watched offensively, right? The Texans, they've been really – they're probably a little worse than what their numbers are, Clint. They're ranked 16th when it comes to passing yards per game and a passing, but they've had a couple of games that inflates that. You know, the Ravens, this game, that Seattle game where they were chasing kind of inflates that. They've got I think, four or five games where they've been under 200 yards passing, right? They've had some struggles at times. And my thought is, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, do you think the Texans have the personnel and are good enough to be able to fully take advantage of this? If they were playing the Lions, if they were playing the Chiefs, if they were playing some of these teams that have really dynamic passing games and a lot of weapons, I think there would be a larger concern for them. Do you think the Texans are good enough to take advantage of that?
God, I hope so, man. Yeah. I'd be lying if I told you that I'm confident, because I mean, we got Nico coming off of a concussion, right? I mean, Nico Collins is really the one that you're super confident about. But he's coming off of a concussion. I mean, he's one hit away, one tackle away, one block away from being on the sideline and being in concussion protocol again. And so,
and somebody, you know, they're going to fully have eyes on.
Absolutely. And so, look, we've got to hope for a little bit of luck there, man. We got to hope that he can get through this game without having any of those issues. At the same time, we need him to have his best game, right? So I wouldn't bet on it. But I damn sure hope it is. And the only reason I'm not betting on it is because, again, Nico is banged up. And, you know, you look at Christian Kirk. We ain't seen Christian Kirk make a play since Jacksonville 2 years ago. I mean, not really 2 years ago. A full season ago, though, that's for sure. And we don't even know as a Texan, you know, Christian Kirk as a Texan, we don't know who he is. So we're right back to you know, Jalen Noel, can he go make plays, right? And so we've got to have guys look. And I'm not taking any pressure off of Nick Caley at all. But at the end of the day, this is one of them games where you got to have dudes. It's about Jimmys and Joes, man. You got to have dudes that we can dial up. It's not hard, man. You're gonna get a lot of man, right? We're gonna dial up some slants. We're gonna dial up some shake routes. We're gonna dial up some different things. But you just gotta have dudes that can win, and Nick Caley can make a little noise, right? And so, you know, this is a monster game for Nico Collins. It's a monster game for Christian Kirk. It is a huge game for C.J. Stroud. We talked about, you know, you talked about it since you've been here, talking about fixers and quarterbacks that take, you know, that overcome and bring everybody up to their level. This is one of those games, man, where CJ's got to do it. It's not going to be easy, but he's got
to
do it.
And I think the way to take advantage of the Surtain thing, it's going to be all of it, right? I think from the receivers thing, they've got to replicate what they did last week from the standpoint of how quickly they were winning. Like, they were winning, receivers were winning immediately, and C.J. could, bam, put it on them immediately because they created immediate separation. All of Noel probably did it the best, but those little inside slants or two-way goes that they were winning on quickly. And the other thing that I think Denver's banking on in helping Surtain is the thing that you know helps secondaries, and that is the pass rush.
Yep.
And that is the thing is to me is, are they going to be able to hold up long enough for these guys to win in a rate that they need to win. So I think it all comes together when it's not just can your receivers beat Riley Moss and company out there. It's also can your O-line and your protection hold up long enough for them to win. Because I do – I believe if Nico gets matched up on their corners and it's man-to-man, I think Nico can win. But can you hold up long enough that CJ can get the ball to him? I think that's also a major part on if they're able to take advantage of the Surtain injury.
This is the interesting point here. Like every offense I was ever in or played in or studied and was actually on the team and studied that, like, we had the ability to go to your best player at any point in time. Right, you know what I mean? Like there is, if Nico Collins threatening this defense is dependent on all these different circumstances, and then Nick Caley calling the right play, and then now we can get it to, you know what I mean? Like if it's dependent on all these different stars aligning, then it's going to be a ho-hum type of game, and it's going to be a crapshoot whether he. But if there's some kind of mechanism in the offense or some kind of trigger in the offense where the minute that linebacker shifts down and the minute that safety rolls to the middle of the field, I can strike their ass backside with Nico Collins. And it's just a quick slant. Or if the corner's soft, you can throw a hitch, whatever you want to do. I mean, we saw him throw the back shoulder against Seattle, I think it was, and get a big gain. Got called back because there was some kind of illegal formation. But, if that mechanism ever existed in this game, this is a game for it to show up, right? Because you are going to get a bunch of middle-closed man. You can't be wrong. It's blatantly obvious a lot of the times when they're doing what they're doing and when you're going to get Nico Collins singled up. And so I don't know if this offense is going to have that kind of mechanism in it or not. And you know, I know Brady could get in the huddle when he was running his offense and say, hey, man, stay your ass ready over there. I'm coming to you. I don't know if CJ's there yet. We'll see.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's a huge, huge positive thing for the Texans that their best player is not there. But are they equipped to take advantage of it?
Well,
that's something we'll see.
But, Ron, we've got to feel, as Texans fans, forget about the team, man. I'm sort of tucked to the fan. Like, we've got to feel as fans, as we're sitting there watching the game, we got to feel as if Nico Collins and Christian Kirk make a difference on this team.
Sounds like we lost you, fellas. You there? Drive family. Think we lost Clint Ron live out there at the Raven Tower on Football Friday. There you are.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
Lost you there for a second.
We're back. Clint was just saying, if you missed it there, we as people that are watching the Texans fans got to believe that Christian Kirk and Nico Collins make a difference on this team.
This is a game where you're going to get a lot of action around the line of scrimmage. It's a game where you're going to get a lot of man coverage. And If in that situation, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and Dalton Schultz can't make noise offensively where we see it as fans and feel as the fans, then, hell, we got a long 18 weeks, bub.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you do it to the tune of 30 points and you win the game. I'm just saying, win, lose, or draw, forget that. I'm just talking about offensive product as we watch it unfold. If we don't feel Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, if we don't feel those guys being here versus when they weren't, then it's going to be a tough road to hoe, boys.
All right, coming up as we continue, multiple prizes for you to win. We'll start hooking folks up here coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, including future tickets to a Texans game coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, courtesy of the Houston Ford dealers. Coming up next, what will this signal for? Is there a case to be made that the Texans are officially back as contenders if they pull this one off against the Broncos? We'll discuss that next.